With two primaries under their belt and more upcoming in the next weeks, the 2016 presidential candidates have their voter outreach programs well underway. One big surprise, however, has been the lack of support Hillary Clinton's campaign has been able to secure with young women. J.J. Knapp is the president of the student feminist organization at UWRF. She is one of the women in this age bracket who says she'll support Clinton's opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders, in the primaries.
A lot of us in this group are first-generation college students. A lot of us are part of a minority group. A lot of us aren't strangers to struggling and strangers to not having the upper hand. And I think that a lot of us see Bernie as being like our ticket out in a way.
Antonia Gasperlin, another SFO member, is also a millennial Bernie supporter.
I would love if Hillary was more progressive and I could vote for her, you know, and have this female president, and I will. If I have to, but I want Bernie more than I want Hillary.
Dr. Greta Gard, an English professor and feminist activist, is a Bernie supporter too, and talked about the momentum behind the grassroots movement supporting the Democratic Socialist from Vermont.
Now we have had a black president, and now, you know, it's like a time for a woman president. But overtaking that is a tidal wave of a climate justice movement. And that climate justice movement is multi-generational, it is multi-issue, it is intersectional, and it sees that getting a woman in is something that should have been done a long time ago.
While she herself is a member of the second wave feminist movement, like most of Sanders' female supporters, she sees a big problem in the agenda Hillary Clinton would put forward.
Progressive women look at economic injustice, they look at racial injustice, they look at climate injustice and say enough. And Hillary is going to perpetuate the status quo. We wish that weren't true.
Molly Kinney, Falcon News Service.